Welcome to this demo of the Envoy Connect, and this is the new DAISY player from the Vision Australia library. And in this initial demo, I want to go through and give you a physical description of the actual player itself, and then some basic functions that you can do with the player, such as turning it on, switching between your books on the bookshelf, playing a book, turning the unit off, etc., etc. So at the moment, I actually have the Envoy Connect in my hand, and for those that remember the old transistor radios, it's about the size of the old transistor radio, or the trannies that we used to call them, and it's quite thin, and I'm literally just holding it in the palm of my hand. That's how sort of tiny it is. And if I want to orientate myself towards it, at the top of the unit in the front face, as I'm holding it, you've got the speaker grill. And then below that, you have an indented section which contains two rows of three buttons each, and they're all different shapes. And then at the very bottom edge of the actual unit, again, which is basically closest to me, on the left-hand edge, we've got the earphone jack to plug in some headphones. We've got in the middle the micro USB port to plug in a micro USB cable to either charge it to a USB charger that plugs into a wall socket or into your USB port on your computer. And of course, that USB cable is also where you transfer books from a PC onto the actual unit itself. And then on the right hand side, you've got a mini SD card slot, and that takes a memory card up to 128 gigabytes. The internal memory of the Envoy Connect is 8 gigabytes. And if I flip the unit over, on the bottom surface, so literally, if you like, behind the actual keypad on the front, you've got a nice little solar panel. So if you expose the Envoy Connect to sunlight for around about 8 hours, you'll get some decent charge out of the solar panel. That's literally basically it on the back. You've also got a hardware reset port, but for this demo, I'm not going to worry about at the moment. And then at the top back edge in the middle, you've got one of those pull through, if you like, little slots or holes where you can attach a lanyard. So you can hang it around your wrist or wear it without having to hold on to the Envoy Connect. Because basically in the box, you get the lanyard, which I just mentioned, a USB cable for plugging into a charger or your PC and for data exchange, and a pair of headphones. What you don't actually get is a USB charger, but you can pick up one of those from JB Hi-Fi, etc., etc., to charge the unit if you don't want to plug it into your PC. All right, flipping it back over, and again, you've got the speaker at the top and the indented keypad down the bottom. You've got two rows of three keys each. So the left-hand side key on the top row is one of those sort of split keys. You've got basically volume up and volume down on one key, so it's a long rectangular key. In the middle, you've got a squarish key, and again, this is on the top row in the middle. That's the bookshelf key to switch between books and also to delete a book. And on the right-hand side, you've got a round button, and that's your sleep button. So that's the top row. So going from left to right, you've got volume up and volume down, bookshelf, and then your sleep button. Coming down to the bottom row, going off the left-hand side, you've got a rewind button with a pointing arrow to the left. In the middle, you've got a nice round play-pause button, and that button also turns the unit on and off. And then on the right-hand side, you've got a forward button with a right arrow pointing to the right. So again, on the bottom row, going from left to right, you've got left-hand side, rewind, play pause in the middle, and or off. And the right-hand side, you've got that forward button, or the forward arrow button. So if I want to turn the unit on, I come to the bottom row in the middle and hold that play pause button down for approximately 3 seconds. You'll actually hear the unit turn on. So I'm holding that down now. Okay, so I've just released the button and it's starting the unit up. And then when it starts up, you'll hear it say,
"The title of this book is Immortal Blood. It was written by Barbara Hambly and narrated by Nicholas Apollo."
That was a book I was listening to. It's about vampires. All right, so that's the book title that you get told about when you first turn the unit on. And then if I wanted to cycle between different books, I can keep pressing the bookshelf button like this. So that's the name of the current one. Press it again.
"The Host" by Stephanie Meyer, narrated by Annie Maynard.
And so on and so on. If I kept pressing the bookshelf button, it would cycle around back to the first book again, which is the Immortal Blood book. course, to play a book, you simply press the play pause button. So it's middle button on the bottom row. Press it now.
The Host by Stephanie Meyer, narrated by Annie Maynard.
And press it again to stop it. And if I want to turn the volume down, I come to the top left button. And remember, I said it's got a plus on the top and a minus down the bottom of the rectangular button, all part of one button. So if I press it down, you get some nice feedback. Now if I press the play pause button again.
The Host by Stephanie Meyer, narrated by Annie Maynard.
Now it's going to start from where I sort of stopped because I didn't really get much into the book.
This is a Daisy recording produced by the Vision Australia Information and Library Service.
Okay, now as it's playing, I'm going to keep pressing the volume down.
Publishing and copyright details
follow at the end. If I press the forward button, so that's the forward arrow on the bottom right-hand row.
This audiobook, the contents are as follows. Cover notes. About the author. Dedication. Poem. Prologue. Chapter 1.
Okay, as you can tell, I'm going chapter by chapter.
I knew it would begin.
And if I press the rewind button, so the left pointing arrow button on the left-hand side.
Chapter 1. Prologue. Poem. Dedication. About the author. Cover notes. The contents are about this Daisy book. This is a Daisy recording produced by the Vision Australia.
Okay, and of course I can stop again by pressing play pause. Now the other nice little feature about that rewind and forward buttons, if I just start pressing play again, so middle button on the bottom row. Yeah, I'm going to go forward a few chapters or a few sections. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so I'm now on chapter 2. Okay, so if I hold the fast forward down and release. Okay, so I can sort of fast forward through the book as well, or the chapter, and if I press the rewind button. Okay, and press play pause. I can rewind a little bit in the book as well, or a long time if I wanted to. If I wanted to use the sleep button, and of course the sleep function means when you press it, you can set the player to turn off after a certain period of time while it's playing, wherever it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or 45 minutes. Every time you press the sleep button, you'll get a beep. So if I press it once, you'll get 15 minutes. Press it twice, you'll get two beeps for 30 minutes. If I press it again, you'll get three beeps for 45 minutes. And if I press it a final time, it'll beep four times, which means the sleep timer is off. Now, just an important note to mention that if you've got the unit currently in standby, which I've got it, say I've basically paused a book, the unit to save battery power will automatically turn off after 5 minutes. You'll actually hear the sound when the unit turns it off if you're nearby the player. Now, if you wanted to get rid of a particular book, so let me go back to and press that bookshelf button again. So that was the one in the middle on the top row. So I press it once, it says the current title of the book. I press it again.
This recording has been made in the audio production unit of the Royal Blind Society, Enfield, New South Wales, in 1991.
This is a very old book that I've been listening to, and it doesn't come up with the title of the book. So if I want to get rid of that particular book, I'm going to hold down the bookshelf button. So holding it down now for 5 seconds. And release. Okay, so it's deleted that book, and now it's gone on to the next book and read the title out automatically, which was Immortal Blood. And then, of course, to turn the unit off, you simply hold down that play pause button, which is the bottom middle on the bottom row. Hold it down for 3 seconds. So I'm holding the play pause button down. 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to release the button now. And the unit's off. So now, if I turn it back on again, it should remember our current place in the book that we've just turned off. So I'm going to hold in the play pause button again. Bottom middle. 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to release it.
The title of this book is Immortal Blood.
And of course, to start playing, I press the play pause button again. Bottom middle.
The title of this book is Immortal Blood. It was written by Barbara Hammond.
Okay, and if I wanted to skip to chapter 1, I'm going to press the forward button, bottom right hand side.
Book information.
This edition was published. This recording has been number one. Lydia? But even before the shadows of the stairwell...
And there we go. Start listening to the book. Which is what I'm going to do right now. So I will leave you for this initial demo of the Envoy Connect. And as I always say, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Came down the shadowy curve of the stairs from above. No plump Ellen hurried through the baize-covered door at the back of the hall to take her master's Oxford uniform of dark academic robe and mortarboard. And by the seeping chill of the autumn night that permeated the place, he could tell that no fires burned anywhere.